Thanks for calling Bank of Cardiff. This is Zach. Can I help you?
Yeah, Zach, I was checking on a reservation code I received about a working capital. I'm looking for a working capital loan, looking
okay.
at the options that are out there. Your thing came in the mail yesterday. My husband and I looked it over and thought we'd just call and see what the situation is with it. Can you give me some more information?
Absolutely. If you could repeat back the 16-digit reservation code, then I will be able to pull up information on your file, and then I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have.
Okay. It's 2511.
I'm sorry. One second. My computer is being extra slow this morning. It must know I'm in a hurry. You said, okay, 2511.
Uh-huh. 3901.
Okay.
0031.
0031, okay.
5711.
5711. One moment, please. Okay, am I speaking with Teresa?
Yes.
Carolina Kids Child Development Center, correct?
Yes. Carolina Kids LLC, yes, sir.
Alrighty. And Teresa, we just got a new phone system about a week and a half ago. We're just trying to iron out the bugs and have had a couple dropped calls here and there. Excuse me. What would be a good number for me to reach back out to you if, God forbid, the call were to drop?
Okay. It's 803.
Okay.
371.
2169. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Okay. Oh, my computer is really being slow this morning. I apologize.
That's okay.
Okay. There it is. Thank you. Okay, so are you still located at the mailing address is the P.O. Box 37625,
uh-huh.
or 27, Rock Hill, South Carolina?
Yes, uh-huh.
Okay.
That's our mailing address.
Mm-hmm. The physical address, what is that?
Okay, our office address is within our new school in Lake Wiley, so it's going to be 1027 Broom's Edge Drive.
Okay, is that two words, Broom's Edge?
It is Broom's Edge, no, one word, B-R-O-O-M-S-E-D-G, Broom's Edge Drive.
Okay.
And that's Clover, C-L-O-V-E-R, South Carolina.
All right, and the zip code, is that the 29732 for that?
No, it's 29710 is the physical address.
Okay, perfect, perfect. And then lastly, the business classification, are you guys a proprietorship, a partnership, LLC? Got it.
We are an LLC, and I'm the sole member.
Okay.
I had bought out my partners about 20 years ago.
Perfect, perfect. So what you did receive was an offer for funding. If you let me know what you're looking to do, we do have a multitude of programs, and I can guide you in the right direction and see if we can find a good fit to assist the business.
Okay, we have developed a new school in Lake Wiley. Carolina Kids LLC is my pretty much my parent company.
Okay.
I own the brand Carolina Kids Child Development Center. We developed that, and we actually kept our real estate and sold the business, and then we reinvested and started a school about 12 miles away where our physical office is called Creative Kids of Lake Wiley.
Okay.
And we opened in June, and we funded everything up front with our own working capital. And what we want to do now, though, is to get an additional capital loan for possibly some new additional playground equipment just for inventory, and then just to have a cushion of working capital.
Sure.
We did not pursue that at the initial loan. The only thing we got, my husband and I work together. Of course, we're married, but he has an LLC, owns the real estate, and I own the business. So we kind of paid ourselves and been loaning to ourselves. But what we want to do is show this school viable as far as a working capital to continue to, you know, build it and do the enrollment.
Okay.
Build the enrollment over the next few months. So it's basically, we don't need $250,000. We were looking at maybe $150,000 to $175,000.
Sure.
our local bank has offered it, but I just wanted to check all my options before we go that route.
Absolutely. The local bank, did they give you any sort of terms or anything like that already, or they just said that you know, we could make this available for you?
No, they can make it available. They had told us, you know, they always do for us like a payroll account on our schools.
Mm-hmm.
But this one, since we had so much cash up front, we really didn't seek out that.
Right.
I would like to have now a little bit of a cushion to maximize this new market.
Okay.
One of the things that we're looking at, we've got a huge after-school market here, and we had more of an enrollment than we anticipated. So we want to add some equipment and finance and fencing and stuff like that on some additional land that we have there at the school.
Okay, and maybe add additional staff as well, since there's more kids
mm-hmm.
now?
Yeah, and there would be some additional staff. We're going to possibly bring in about 75 more students with the capital loan that we hope to get.
Okay.
Of course, you know, there would be weekly tuition children. So we
sure.
just want to see what the options are. We've done small business loans in the past. We really didn't want to do that this time.
Okay. Were you looking for something shorter term in length, you know, just so you could pay
yeah,
off?
Yeah, we
and,
don't.
And just
I mean, 2 to 3 years and, you know, something that would be available for us. We do have some properties that are cash flow positive that are for sale, but, you
mm-hmm.
know, right now it's not one of those things that is moving. So, but we think within the next 2 years, you know, we could pay something off. You know, we would
sure.
not want to term it out for a long period of time.
Okay. So are you familiar with working capital loans? It sounds like you have taken them out in the past. Or is this...
I have. Well, we've had one on another school we developed that was worked into the business loan package of $150, but this time we kind of supported our own, you know, how you have the startup and all
yeah.
that. Yeah. Most of our cash into that. We financed about 40% of the project.
Ooh,
and
okay.
It was about a $4 million project. So, and we've continued to make loans. We've continued to, you know, just support the payroll, you know, that startup initial until the enrollment peaks up. So,
but you like to have a little bit of like surplus,
point.
Basically.
Yeah, I mean, I would like to have a little bit of a cushion, not to
okay.
have to, you know, basically loan to myself anymore,
yeah.
and to show too that, you know, when we position a school to resell them in about 5 years, you know, we want it to show the working capital loan was there and was paid up back and that kind of thing.
Right, right. So to build the business credit for that specific
mm-hmm.
establishment. Okay.
Particular
okay.
branch. Yeah.
Do you happen to know what kind of return you would get, you know, by adding those 75 students for those after-school programs? Have you?
Well, what we do is we average it by our after-school rate, which is, well, the total enrollment increase would be around 75 students, and you times that by about $180 a week.
Okay.
So some of those children would be higher tuition, some would be lower. But because of the spaces that we're using now for after school and our ability to create a few more classrooms, I think that, you know, that those younger children would also enroll. And we do have them on a waiting list, as a matter
okay.
of fact. So
it looks like, you know, bringing on those 75 kids would be generate an additional
mm-hmm.
close to $54,000 a month for the business, thereabouts?
Exactly, yeah.
Awesome, okay.
And like I said, we've only been all open about, well, this is our 6 month, and we're running about 137. When we get up to around 220 children, I mean, that's our real target. I mean, even though we're licensed for over 300, and those will
mm-hmm.
come, in
yeah.
time, we just, you know, we need something here in the middle to kind of boost our marketing and
sure.
go ahead and bring on a couple more staff people. Because in child development, I mean, when you get to us, like you'll have 8 2-year-olds enrolled and you can't add the ninth one until you add the teacher. So it's
right.
kind of like that. You need that valve of, you know, at first we had a lot more staff than children, and now we're at that point where we need to add that second round of hiring. But we need that enrollment money so that weakens our cash flow because it drains us financially with our payroll.
Right.
So we don't want that to happen. We want to be able to go ahead and bring the people in and then add the children as they walk in the door, pretty much.
I understand completely. Let me tell you a little bit about how our working capital loans work. They're based on...
Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just going to give you a breakdown about our programs here. So they're based off cash flow from the year previous. We lend 10 to 12% off of the gross annual sales. So, for instance, you did $1 million last year. You know, we'd be able to lend you upwards of $150,000 as unsecured cash to use as you see fit. Typically, terms are anywhere from 3 to 24 months. I have seen 36 months as well. It's just a matter of looking at a few factors with the business to determine, you know, length and payment and that type of deal. Basically, what we want to do is get you approved for the largest amount possible and work our way backwards. So if we were to get you approved for 250, you know, you only take 150. If you wanted a shorter term, we can shorten the term. So we basically, we can cater a program to you. It's just a matter of seeing what is, what's out there and what we can get you qualified for. Do you know, ballpark, what you guys did in sales last year by chance?
Well, we did not have we had our office open. In 2014, they acquired our brand Carolina Kids. So now what we did was we kept our real estate. We took the investment, bought land. So it took us about a year and a half. So we didn't actually have a revenue base in 2015. Now, 2013, going in 2014, you know, we had two schools operating, and it was around $5 million a year. And so, but when we sold the brand, we had the, and kept the real estate, we sold the business, we had, you know, then we reinvested, like I said, about 40% of this project into land and startup, and then we got a construction on to build the building. So we bought everything with our cash flow. So we didn't have, like, a revenue base in an operating school last year, although we had a viable office, and we have our tax and all that has been operating and paying payroll for our main people for the last two, you know, to develop this school.
Okay.
And it took, you know, it was under, so go ahead, I'm sorry.
Oh, no. So my thought was this, but you still had cash flow as far as the business is concerned, because we look at, we'd also look at 6 months of the most recent business bank statements just to verify that there is cash flow going.
So yeah, we do have cash flow here this year.
Okay. Okay, perfect.
Yeah.
And then, you know, we'd look at the 2014, if there's an extension there, just to verify sales, and that would be good for that and ownership. We'd look at 6 months of bank statements. And did you have any quotes on the equipment that you're looking at to bring on as well, or?
No, I don't. I was just kind of ballparking it in my head.
Okay, no problem, no problem.
No, I don't.
So, yeah, it's a very simple process. You know, we have a one-page application. We'd look at the 6 months' most recent bank statements, the first two pages of the most recent tax return. It sounds like the 14 would be the ideal one to verify ownership and, again, sales. And, you know, that would be the factors that we would need to I'd package that for underwriting, and we can have feedback for you in typically 24 to 48 hours. You know, if there's an immediate need there, we can have funds wired into your account in another 72 hours if you like our terms and, you know, all the I's are dotted and T's are crossed.
Okay. All right. You know, so you want to send me an application or do I use the one?
Yeah, I will email you an application along with the list of the other documentation we require, along with my direct dial as well. So if you had any questions, you know, gathering this information, you can always reach out to me. I'm here to help.
Okay.
So. What is the best email address to send you this information?
It is M as in Mary, S as in Sam, Miss, M-S, Teresa, T-E-R-E-S-A.
Okay.
At Comporium, C-O-M-P-O-R-I-U-M .net.
.net. Okay. All right. I will put that together for you. And I just want to give you a little more information about the working capital programs here. So they are unsecured cash, so it is a little more expensive as, you know, we don't follow the money. There's no collateralization involved. So the rates start around 10 cents on the dollar. But On the other side of that, there are significant early payment discounts. So if you wanted to pay this loan off early, depending on the program, we can forgive 25% of the remaining interest. Other programs, it's 6% of the remaining balance. So there's kind of a trade-off on the back end for it being a little more expensive, being unsecured. So there's something to think about there as well. And I just want to, you know, be as transparent as possible. I know that, you know, you're looking for other avenues and want to give you the most accurate and correct information that I can in regards
so
to
So when you say 10 cents on the dollar, are you talking 10%? Is that what you're saying?
Roughly,
what,
yes.
So
let's say it was 10 cents on the dollar and we got you a 24-month term. That actually translate into 5%, if that makes sense. So if we get you a longer term, it actually whittles down the rate as well, and then you factor in the early payment, and so it becomes relatively cheap.
Okay. All right, well, I will go over this with my husband. You send me the application, and we'll look at it and see what we want to do from here.
Absolutely. And again, I will put my contact number on there. So if you guys have any questions while you're discussing this, please reach out to me, and I'll be more than happy to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Okay. Yeah, I appreciate your time today. And would you like me to give you a couple of days to, you know, look over that information and follow up with you? Or?
Yeah, that'll be fine.
Maybe Friday?
You can follow up with me in a couple of days. Yeah, we're just looking around to see what's out there and see what's available. And
Sure.
I mean, I don't think we're immediately in trouble and need to get something right away. So, but yeah,
okay.
You can call me back and we can look and see.
Absolutely. I'll give you a holler on Friday just to make sure you receive the information, and then we'll go from there. But I do appreciate your time today.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, Teresa. You take care. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
All right, bye-bye.